KNW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden talking about the Good Friday Accords that brought peace to Northern Ireland.
Every person killed in the Troubles left an empty chair at that dining room table and a hole in the heart that was never filled for the ones they lost. Peace was not inevitable.
The president marking 25 years since the agreement, speaking at the University of Ulster, part of his Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland tour this week. The visit coming at a sensitive time following the leaked intelligence documents that appear to show the U.S. spying not just on perceived enemies, but on allies as well. The Department of Justice launching a criminal investigation into the leak. Thousands of evacuations from an Indiana town. There's a fire burning at a recycling plant releasing toxic chemicals into the air. Inflation easing a bit. The Labor Department reporting prices up 5% in March from a year ago and up just 1% from February. This is ABC News. An attorney for former President Trump is asking for a one-month delay to the start of a trial scheduled for later this month in New York. Trump is accused of defaming columnist E. Jean Carroll by denying her allegation that he raped her in the 1990s. Trump's attorney says there should be a cooling-off period before Trump's arrest last week in a separate New York criminal case. U.S. officials say they're starting to negotiate with Russia over the release of Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich.
No one has made contact with him.
U.S. diplomat Roger Karstens telling ABC News they haven't been in touch with him.
We understand he's in good spirits, his health is good, but we haven't been able to verify that by way of a consular visit. We're urging the Russians to allow consular access to Mr. Gershkovich.
The journalist is accused of spying. President Biden has spoken with his family. Three Sherpa climbers are missing after falling into a deep crevasse on Mount Everest. A helicopter is trying to locate them. Rescuers searching on foot. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Attorneys general from Wisconsin, 22 other states, and the District of Columbia are urging a federal appeals court to block enforcement of a lower court ruling last week banning the abortion pill Mifepristone. Wisconsin's Josh Call says it's vital for women to have access to reproductive health care services since Roe v. Wade was overturned. Wisconsin Senator Tammy Baldwin says she's running for re-election next year. The Madison Democrat is seeking a third six-year term in the U.S. Senate. No one's officially announced they're running against Baldwin, but the Journal Sentinel reports Eric Hovde, Mike Gallagher, and David Clark are some of the Republican names being bandied about. In sports, the Brewers beat Arizona last night 7-1. The rubber match of the series is today. The Bucks begin playoff action at home Sunday afternoon. They'll take on either Miami, Toronto, or Chicago. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold. 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA life insurance.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here. I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hello? I'm a Marine.
No matter how you served.
My buddies from the Army are all gone now. I'm really alone.
No matter what you're going through.
I keep getting calls about the bills, and I'm trying to get a job. I feel so stuck.
We are here for you. If you or a veteran in your life is experiencing thoughts of suicide, dial 988, then press 1 to reach the Veterans Crisis Line.
I wonder what your thoughts are. Yesterday, the Germantown School Board is getting more support from some Republican state lawmakers to arm teachers and staff with guns. The school board unanimously passed a resolution this past summer, which would allow school staff to carry firearms if they choose to do so. It further states, under the proposed bill recently released by Republican State Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha, LRB 0471 would make changes to our state's concealed carry law to allow possession of a firearm on school grounds by school employees so long that it is authorized by the local school district. Okay. So a school board member, average person, you and I, school board person, you don't need, you know, PhDs to become a school board member. And I don't mean that in any condescending manner. But you give the school board member the authority to make a decision that says it's okay for teachers to carry guns. How stupid can that be? Allen says he co-sponsored the bill at the request of the Germantown School Board. Oh, okay. So that certainly is reason enough. The school board member says, I think it's a good idea that we allow teachers to carry guns, and somehow because the school board people say that, that can be enough to arm people in the schools? That's crazy. A school board member. I mean, I know school board members. And to give them that kind of power is insane. Representative Allen says he co-sponsored the bill at the request of the Germantown School Board. We spoke to the school board's director, Bob Soderbergh, who said we didn't officially request that from the legislator, but I'm pleased that they went down that path. Germantown School Board passed this resolution last summer, stating staff armed and trained to use deadly force sends a message that the school would not be an easy target. Let me tell you how ignorant a statement that is. As if somehow that statement itself is rationale enough to say, oh, I think that's a great idea. Let's bring the guns into school. So a person who is going to walk into a school and shoot and kill people in the school is going to somehow think, oh, that's Germantown schools, and they've got trained people in there with guns, and so I'm not going to go into the building. If you think that people who walk into schools and shoot up children somehow are going to think through that I'm not going to go into Germantown schools and shoot up the children because this is one of those schools that has trained staff on how to use deadly force. Ridiculous. But yet, it's something that's being talked about in Waukesha schools. It's something being talked about in Germantown schools. And I can tell you one thing. I'm thankful that it's not being talked about in Milwaukee Public Schools, the largest school district in the entire state. You can put all the other schools together, districts together, and they won't have as many students or schools as Milwaukee Public Schools. And I'm glad that people aren't looking at things from that moronic view in the city of Milwaukee. Let's go to Eric from Pilgrim. Good morning to you, Eric. Thank you very much. Man, what do you say to this, man?
Good morning, Earl. First off, I got to know about that, but I just wanted to go back real quick about the taxes
issue. Go ahead.
And it's, you know, like I said, I did my own bookkeeping for, you know, 10, 15 years in a small business. And it's obvious that, you know, despite small business not getting a lot of the credits and the breaks that large businesses get for whatever reason, you know, it was decided a long time ago, it seems, lawmakers just don't want to tax the quote-unquote job creators, you know, who by no small coincidence also contribute to their campaigns and, you know, also push for, you know, less taxes. So the lobby groups and everything else, et cetera, I considered it a racket after a couple of years doing my own, you know, bookkeeping. It's a racket all the way around.
Right.
And those new IRS agents would actually put a huge dent in that, which is exactly why the Republicans fought tooth and nail against the idea. Because that's exactly what those agents were supposed to do, is go in and find all these tax dodgers and get some more money in the coffers. And the Republicans, because they're paid, bought and paid for by these folks, were fighting tooth and nail. Now that they own the purse strings, they want to try not to fund the IRS, et cetera, et cetera. And let's remember also, tax rates are kind of a fixed number. The media knows this too, but tax rates that are announced always are literally the taxable income, which comes after all deductions and all tax credits. So that number isn't a true income number. That's your taxable income after all those deductions and credits, especially considering businesses and corporations. As far as arming teachers, I'll tell you what, Earl, is I would guess that this Germantown fella and Brookfield, Waukesha, whatever, these folks were some of this new wave of school board Nazis that have been elected in, and they're representing the right-wing book banners, you know, anti-critical race theory side of the argument, because it all falls in line with the hardcore GOP. Luckily, thankfully, here in Wauwatosa as well, we fended them off. We had this group of people that were trying to infiltrate our school board and start probably talking the same crazy talk, and we voted them out, thankfully.
Eric, man, you are correct. That's exactly what this is. And the fact that there aren't people with guts enough in those areas to push back on this stuff and to call this out for what it is. I'm telling you straight up, man, if somebody came into Milwaukee and Milwaukee Public Schools and started talking about arming the teachers, I would lead the protest myself. Come on, man.
Right.
You know, that
right,
makes
exactly.
No sense.
And that's how Wauwatosa kind of, without these words being, because it was a silent campaign, Wauwatosa rejected it in that sense. We, you know, they caught on to what was going on after seeing what was happening in Waukesha and all these suburban areas. But, you know, Earl, I got to say, like, you know, the cops are already, you know, cops chicken out. Although you can see that the cops, and this is, I believe, a movement towards disarming America is going to actually come from law enforcement, because they're going to be sick of, because they realize after Uvalde, they can't chicken out like they have in the past. They got to start going in and taking on these shooters. And once they start losing cops on the regular, and I don't want any of this to happen, obviously, but this is going to continue. This isn't going down. Guns aren't stopped being made and sold and all that. So this shooting thing and everything is only going to escalate. And as more and more law enforcement officers feel the urge, they just have to nowadays. You can't chicken out anymore. You got to go in and confront these folks, which is their job, responsibility, whatever it is, and protecting us. There's going to be complaints from them that, hey, we're losing officers. But even with them being afraid, how do you expect a teacher? You know, like they expect teachers to be these brave folks. And they're supposed to be fearless. I mean, I certainly think, you know, I would imagine they plan on increasing their pay twofold at least, if they're going to also be police officers.
It's just a moronic, idiotic idea, period. I don't know.
And again, Earl, the counterintuitive nature of it always kind of alerts you to where's the money happening. And what I believe this is part of that long plan to basically make public K-12 schools a hellscape. That's kind of what they want to do. They want to make it to where people don't want to send their kids there anymore. They're afraid. They're looking for choice schools and parochial schools. And then they'll pull out the choice program, and everyone's happy.
Well, but again, this is schools, I think all of them, that they're shooting at, excuse me, no pun intended, trying to bring armed people into the schools, you know? It just makes no sense. So what would they do, Eric? Let's say a teacher is in middle school, and where are they going to wear? Is the gun going to be on their hip? If it's in the lockbox, what good is it? If somebody comes into school shooting, they can't get to the lockbox. Is it going to be in their desk? Where is it going to be? You know,
how are these students? And not to say that students are ever thinking about this, but the students will literally be casing this.
Well, that's teacher exactly
24/7.
So
some student gets upset and decides, I want to go and, you know, do something. Well, I know there's a weapon right in that drawer.
And you know, Eric, the other part of it is, so you think it's a good idea to have the educator pulling the trigger with all the kids around? They're going to be shot. I mean, they don't even think about these things before.
And
they
beyond this, then you also have to consider that when law enforcement arrives on the scene, who's the shooter?
Oh, man. And law enforcement does not support this. There's no question.
No,
I know plenty
not.
Law enforcement officers. They don't even support concealed carry. They don't even support open carry. Law enforcement officers.
Right.
So anybody who says anything different,
I agree. Imagine the difference in the ask if law enforcement didn't have to consider that every single individual citizen they're encountering is armed.
Right. Listen, we got to go to a break, man. Thank you very much for the call.
All right, thank you.
844-967-2789. What do you say? We'll be right back. Arm the teachers.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard.
Getting them to listen to Hot Gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999. And again, 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger. Featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1. On Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. Southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies again. Tonight lows level off around 57. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Temperatures well above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Chance for scattered showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
A fresh approach to finding common ground in the Fox Valley. This is Civic Media.
Civic Media.
Shaw's only news talk station.
You can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, and text us at that same number. What are your thoughts about arming educators, arming teachers, arming janitors, you know, anybody who's in the school building to deter, you know, some deranged person who walks into a building, you know, with an AR-15. Listen to this. Mayor is furious that Kentucky is going to auction off, excuse me, the AR-15 used in the Louisville mass shooting. So we just had this mass shooting the other day, killing all those people. And the deranged people in the legislature in Kentucky, in Louisville, think it's okay to auction off the AR-15 that was just used in the mass shooting. I'm not making this up. This is yesterday. This is not a political issue. But it becomes one when the GOP would rather ban books and pronouns, says the mayor of Louisville. But to think, Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg on Tuesday decried a Kentucky law that allows the rifle used in Monday's mass shooting to be auctioned off. You can't make this up. Republicans. The shooting at Old National Bank on Monday killed 5 people and wounded 8 others. The Louisville Metro Police Department reported that the suspect legally purchased the AR-15 rifle used in the shooting from a local gun dealership on April 4th. Under current Kentucky law, the assault rifle that was used to murder five of our neighbors and shoot at rescuing police officers will one day be auctioned off, Greenberg said. Greenberg is the mayor, during a Tuesday press conference in Louisville. Think about that. That murder weapon will be back on the streets one day under current Kentucky law. Supported by Republicans. Let's go to CJ. CJ, good morning. You'll figure out some way to make this make sense. Go ahead.
It does make sense.
Oh.
I bet you're one of those people in that Louisville bank wish they had a concealed carry. And you said it once. I wish you'd say it every time you say it, is that those teachers would be trained in Germantown. They would have to take classes. They'd be legal, law-abiding citizens who took classes.
Hey, CJ, there are parents in Germantown, I guarantee you, and in Waukesha, who don't want teachers armed in the classroom, whether they're trained or not. You don't have children in those. Well, you don't have children in those schools, so you can make an idiotic statement like that. But parents who have their children and grandchildren in those schools don't want that.
You don't know that, Earl.
I do know that. That.
They want their kids safe.
And now, how are they safe? How are they safe?
Madison used to have police officers, security resource officers, that the Democrats demeaned police so much that they took him out of school.
Oh, man, and I can't do it today. I can't do it today, man. Cut him off. I can't do it today. You know, again, Milwaukee Public Schools has 70,000 students. And there are no armed security in the buildings. So let's stop talking like, and those schools are open 5 days a week, year round. And let's stop talking like this is inevitable, that somebody's going to walk into these schools and shoot them up. It's a lie. And to let people like you keep coming on and spreading those lies, it's not helping. It's not to the point where teachers have to be armed in schools across this nation. It's not. And just because you say it doesn't make it so. And to continue to hear moronic thoughts from people on the right about this, I've had enough. 844-967-2789 is the number. What do you say? We'll be right back.
Civic Media for the Fox Valley.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. President Biden talking about the Good Friday Accords that brought peace to Northern Ireland.
Every person killed in the Troubles left an empty chair at that dining room table and a hole in the heart that was never filled for the ones they lost. Peace was not inevitable.
The president, marking 25 years since the agreement, speaking at the University of Ulster, part of his Northern Ireland and Republic of Ireland tour this week. The visit coming at a sensitive time following the leaked intelligence documents that appear to show the U.S. spying not just on perceived enemies, but on allies as well. The Department of Justice launching a criminal investigation into the leak. Thousands of evacuations from an Indiana town. There's a fire burning at a recycling plant releasing toxic chemicals into the air. Inflation easing a bit. The Labor Department reporting prices up 5% in March from a year ago and up just 1% from February. This is ABC News.
Unthawed or thawed? These are the questions the Kripescast will cover every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and the Civic Media app. Can you just pull them brats out of the freezer? That'd be fantastic.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. Here's what you need to know. The DNR issuing a third letter of noncompliance to Tyco Fire Products. The company has a fire training and research center in Marinette and is known for mixing firefighting foam containing PFAS or forever chemicals. Tyco Fire has been pushing back against the DNR for years on investigating how far contamination may have spread when farmers use sludge from sewage treatment plants as fertilizer. The area in question includes fields located miles outside of Marinette and Peshtigo, where the contamination from the fire training facility is largely concentrated. Tyco says there's no guaranteed way to tell if the PFAS in the sludge originated from their plant and could have another source. Don't burn outside today. There's a red flag fire warning in effect for several counties in our listening area, including Wood and Portage, Marathon, and Wapaka. That warning in effect until 8 p.m. I'm Jane Matt-Mayer. This is Civic Media News.
Do you wish you knew someone who could help develop your palate and passion for diverse, healthy teas from all around the world? Cultivate Tasting Green Bay is owned by a certified tea specialist, and Jennifer is known for hosting a series of professional tea tastings, unique and upscale, but inviting and open to all. Learn more about Cultivate Taste at CultivateTaste.com or call 920-770-7163. 920-770-7163. Cultivate your taste at Cultivate Taste Green Bay.
VA has a new life insurance program for veterans with service-connected disabilities called Veterans Affairs Life Insurance, or VA Life. VA Life benefits include up to $40,000 in coverage, no medical questions to enroll, and no time limit to apply if you are age 80 or under. Veterans can apply, receive an instant decision, and manage their policy online. Learn more about VA Life or apply online by visiting va.gov/life-insurance. Protect those who matter most with VA Life Insurance.
This is the story of a very special woman. Just a few knew about her superpowers. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, here's an article in today's Raw Story this morning. One in five Americans have a family member killed by guns, according to this survey. One in five. One in five American adults have a family member who was killed by a gun, including by suicide. And a similar percentage said they've been threatened with one, according to a survey released Tuesday. Gun-related violence, including mass shootings, suicides, and accidents, has become so common in the United States that 84% of U.S. adults say they have taken precautions to protect themselves, excuse me, and their families from the danger of being shot, according to health research group KFF, which released the survey. Now, I'd have to question 84% of U.S. adults say they have taken precautions to protect themselves and their families from the danger of being shot. I can't believe that I'm only 16% of Americans that don't own guns. I know that statistic is not right. You know, there are more people in the nation that don't own guns than there are who own guns. So let's stop acting like this is absolutely inevitable and that we need to have teachers armed in the public schools. As I said before, Milwaukee Public Schools has over 60,000, 70,000 students. And so nobody in the city of Milwaukee wants any teachers armed, including the teachers. So let's stop acting like this is something that has to happen. And I don't know of any Democrats who are saying arm the teachers. It happens to be people on the right. Let's go all the way to Manila, the Philippines. That's got to be a first. The Philippines and KJ. Good morning to you. Oh, good evening. It's got to be the evening in the Philippines.
Evening for me, but good morning to you guys. KJ calling. I actually live in Milwaukee, but today I'm in the Philippines and I'm listening to Earl, your show, and you're international now, so you're getting pretty big time. But modern technology, amazing. I can not only listen from the other side of the world, I can actually call in.
Let me ask you first, man. Do you support teachers being armed in the schools?
Well, I'd like to get to that point because, I think if someone is going to be armed, it shouldn't be a teacher. It should be a trained professional. Some schools do have, I guess they call them school police in schools, certain schools, but not all of them. And if you're going to have somebody armed in the school, it has to be somebody who is not only properly trained and gone through an extensive training for this type of job, but they have to be involved in just securing the school. They shouldn't be teaching classes. You know, you bring up some fair points. Where would this gun be? But I'm thinking along the lines, what if a fight breaks out? You have high school students who are, you know, essentially adults, maybe not legal adults, but they're big as adults. What if they get into a fight and it involves more than one? Is an armed teacher going to try to get in the middle of these kids who aren't really kids or in some cases big adults and try to break them up? Or is he going to take out his gun and shoot one or two of them in hopes that they stop? And what if one of them during the fight tries to grab the gun because he feels he's getting beat? Maybe he's jumped by two or three kids. And he feels he has no choice but to protect himself, so he reaches for a gun and grabs it. So security, police are trained these types of things. They can summon backup in an instant. I don't think teachers need to teach. They need to do the job that they're hired to do, which is reading, writing, and arithmetic or history class or whatever it is. To give them another task to run around with a gun, and also in my spare time, I'm going to play a cop, that's not the proper role for them. But these are all fair questions that come up, but let's remember the facts here. And I know, Earl, you don't like it when I hit you with the facts, but I got to do it to keep you honest on your show. When a shooter enters the building, begins to threaten people's lives and in some cases take people's lives, you have to summon somebody armed with a gun to stop that other bad guy with a gun. Now, it's very unfortunate that those are the facts of life, but those are the facts of life. When you have to summon that person with a gun, usually the police, who could be a distance away, if you have somebody on premises with a gun and properly trained, they might be able to save some lives. They might be able to prevent that person from harming people, from killing people. Unfortunately, with all these school shootings, we got to remember, the facts are, it takes an armed person with a gun to stop that shooter. So, and the sooner we have them there, or if we have them on site already, we could prevent maybe some lives from being lost.
Let me, that is a fair point. Let me respond to it in this manner. With all the schools that are open in this country, on a daily basis, the amount of school shootings that occur is minuscule. That's a fact. And so because of that, we are somehow going to now endanger more children and more people with arming people and putting guns in the schools. When, again, if you look at the sheer number of these school shootings that happen, you can't even see them. They're a speck on all the schools that are open every day across this nation where this is not
statistically
occurring.
Statistically, you are correct, Earl. On a percentage basis, you are correct. But let's remember, the innocent people who lost lives or lost loved ones in these shootings, they are not a statistic. They are dealing with real-life tragedies, and you have to admit, we have to summon someone with a gun to stop these shooters. However, whether it's, you know, it almost happens once a month. Some cases, some of them don't even get reported becoming so common. That's a sad commentary.
I wish I had more time, man. Thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Lou from Cutter. Hey, Lou, you're up.
Well, thank you. I am conservative, and yeah, I want to see teachers wear a weapon if they're properly trained, that kind of thing, concealed carry, whatever. I have a question for you, Earl Lee Ingram. How many students need to be shot dead in the classroom before you would say that we need to have armed teachers? How many would it take?
Well, let me say this to you, Lou from Cudahy. I spent 12 years in Milwaukee Public Schools, okay? So I was there up until a little over a year and a half ago. So I think I have some cachet based on the fact that I was in the classrooms 5 days a week. And so none of the schools where there are over 60,000, 70,000 students in Milwaukee Public Schools, and none of those teachers or none of those schools want anybody in the schools with any weapon. And so that's the masses of the teachers and the masses of the schools in this state. And so because there have been some shootings that have taken place in schools, the answer is not to put guns in the hands of teachers. But you and others like you can't even comprehend that. Your answer is the gun to everything. Well, because you come off right away, well, I want to see the teachers armed. The teachers don't want to be armed. You want to be armed, that's fine. But people don't want their children exposed to that. Go ahead.
Can I talk now?
Yeah.
Well, I think most parents don't want to see their kid go to school and get put in a situation where they're going to be shot dead by some crazy shooter who marches in the building and opens fire.
Did you just hear me say what percentage that happens? Why would you arm all of these people and increase the odds of people being injured by arming all the people based on those things?
Here's my response to that. We put up signs that say gun-free zone so that the teacher, the shooter, knows which schools he can go to where he won't be stopped.
My God.
And all those people get wasted.
There is no evidence that says that anybody who decides that they're going to murder innocent children, that they decide they're going to look at a window and say, oh, well, I'm not going in there. I'm going to go in there because it says gun-free zone. Come on, man. That's ridiculous.
Evidence about that, and I'm going to call you back. Even for you, that's
ridiculous. Man, I'm saying even for you, that's ridiculous. Thank you very much for the call. You can't give me any evidence. You can't find it anywhere. I'm going to go back and give CJ another chance. CJ, go ahead.
Well, the mere fact is that everything that the gentleman just said is true.
Oh, that's
police
not true.
Can't respond quick enough.
Now, where's he going to back that up, CJ?
Madison used to have security resource officers in every school.
again, your party drove them out. They used to create a great relationship for students in school, and they offered protection. That's something I still think you've taken that away, and you can't solve the problem.
Hey, CJ, why is it people who are not in the schools like you?
You can't keep kids safe.
Why is it people?
It's been proven. You say how unsafe they are. You always talk about how these kids are, you know, killed in the city every weekend. You can't keep them safe. Police, you can't get people to sign up
Do me a favor, Calvin. I'm going to let him come back on, but turn him down. I'm not going to holler over him. But to make moronic statements that you can't back up, well, they're going to look at the window and see that it's a school that doesn't have any protection. So this is where I'm going to go in. It's moronic. And you can't back it up, and you can't prove it. The other thing is, I was in the schools while police were in the schools. You weren't there. You don't know. You're just running off at the mouth about something you feel. I'm talking about something that I've witnessed. And so once the officers were taken out of the schools, during my tenure in the schools, nothing else changed. They were able to run the schools without law enforcement in the buildings. I know that. That's factual. That's not something that I've made up. That's a fact. And so just because you and others like you want to make these things up and say they're fact, it's a lie. Again, police officers were once in Milwaukee Public Schools. When they removed those police officers, nobody has walked into the buildings and shot up the buildings. So it doesn't matter. You know, you're as far away from the truth as the North Pole is to the South Pole or as the sun is to Pluto. Gene, hang on. We've got to go to a break. 844. Oh, no, we got a couple minutes. Go ahead, CJ. Go ahead. All right. We might as well go to a break. Okay. I got a couple more things to say before we go to a break. Anyway, I'm sorry when I lose my composure. I should know better. But the ignorance that's coming out of the mouths of people to somehow put guns in the school is insanity. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Bull Falls Radio, What's the Buzz Community Calendar, where we talk about what's got the community buzzing, sponsored by Current Technologies. Between powerful thunderstorms, ice storms, windstorms, and blizzards, Mother Nature can be unpredictable. But don't worry, when the power goes out, a Kohler generator comes on. Covenant Community Presbyterian Church Extravaganza, Saturday, April 1st, 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Come for breakfast, the kids' petting zoo, crafts, and Easter activities. At the Covenant Community Presbyterian Church, 1806 Weston Avenue, Schofield. April 6th through the 8th, come for ABC Kids Wausau Children's Consignment Sale. Massive sale on kids' clothes, shoes, toys, furniture, and more. ABC Kids will be held at Central Wisconsin's Convention and Expo Center. And that's the buzz on Bull Falls Radio.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast. Sunny skies and calm this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 83. Southwesterly winds 15 to 20 miles an hour. Clear skies again tonight. Lows level off around 57. Highs level off around 79. Tomorrow, lots of sunshine outside. Temperatures well above average Friday and Saturday, with highs from the low 70s to the mid 70s. Chance for scattered showers Saturday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 67.
Keeping the Fox Valley connected, informed, and entertained. This is Civic Media.
Radio.com.
At 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You text us at that same number. I'm sorry. I, as a person who doesn't own weapons, it just angers me at times that we hear this continued refrain that the only answer to everything is a weapon. And somebody armed. And that's it. That's it. That's the only solution is make sure everybody's got guns. Ignorance. Because the gun is not the solution to the gun. Doing something to cut back on as many guns that are out here is the solution. Let's go to Gene from McClare. Good morning to you, Gene. Thank you very much. And I apologize for my animated response to things.
Well, I'm glad you have an animated response to things, and it's about time more people do get an animated response to things. This is the most asinine thing that I've ever, I hope I can say that word
yes,
on
the
air, that I've ever heard in my god dang life. Give me a break. I've had time in the schools like you have, Earl. Give me a break. Teachers spend all their lives working to educate kids, make kids successful. They're not out there target shooting, trying to take people out. I have guns. Big deal. The point of it is you don't take them in the schools and
right.
You don't take them into public and you use them for recreation and you have training on them. You have permits for them. You have psychological evaluations because you know what? The mouthpieces of the NRA would love a return to the wild, wild west. These people act like that the only answer is guns. It's ridiculous. In addition to that, these weapons of war.
Yes.
You know what? Some people should put out pictures and bless the parents or even what's happened to adults of the horrifying damage that these weapons do ripping people apart. And God darn it, those people that are calling in, the Republicans are responsible for this. I've been independent my entire life. I don't belong to a party.
Neither do
They're
I.
They're pushing this crap. Yet. Oh, my gosh, we better not let a woman cross the state lines. We're going to arrest her if she didn't want to be forced pregnant. Now, there's something wrong with this picture. We love our children. The people, I wonder if they even have kids. You know, they were bragging, well, we're going to start teaching our kids at home because their teachers aren't doing good enough and they don't do enough. Add this to them and see how much education they're going to get in the schools. This is nuts. And I got one more thing to say. Those people that are pushing this stuff, they live in gated communities. So give me a break. They don't get exposure to this kind of stuff. So anyway, how's that for blowing off steam? And I mean every word of it.
Jean,
Earl, and I'm not apologizing because I'm sick of seeing people getting slaughtered everywhere.
You're even more animated than I was. Thank you, Gene, as always. Let's go to Dave from Milwaukee. Dave, you say what, sir?
Hey, good morning, Earl. These people calling in thinking that arming teachers is the solution to this problem are delusional.
You're a former teacher.
They're not accounting for the element of surprise that favors the shooter that could even be on a suicide mission. Do they expect the teachers to be teaching with their gun in their hand, cocked, ready for someone who is going to pull out a gun?
You're a former teacher, so you would know better.
Maybe they can stop that shooter after he's killed two or three or half a dozen people. Then they can be stopped. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous.
Well, and again, you're a former teacher. And the fact that teacher is supposed to be shooting with children around, right?
You know, right.
Children are still around.
Right, right. But you know, the point I'm making is the shooter is going to start shooting.
I know.
Kill some people, some kids, or even the teacher, right? And other teachers are going to come later and, you know, shoot the shooter. Okay, that's good. So you're willing to accept some deaths in the school with this solution?
Well,
I don't accept that.
Well, you know,
we need
Dave,
better regulations.
Dave, they haven't thought it through, and so
no, they haven't.
The only answer they have is more guns.
Yeah, and what did that do for us? I mean, I would like to see a graph. As gun sales have risen, have gun deaths gone down?
Absolutely not.
No, they keep going up. So that, to me, that's proof enough that more guns does not make us safer.
You know, and Dave, you even are kind of outraged at the fact that being in the classroom for all the decades that you were there, that somebody who's not in the classroom would put this burden on teachers. That they should somehow be armed.
Oh, Earl, you may have me confused with someone else.
Okay.
I was not a teacher.
Okay, all right. Don was that guy. But anyway, but the fact that somehow that educator is supposed to take on that burden to become a hero.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, and let me ask you, if you had children in schools today, would you want the teachers armed?
No, absolutely not. Now the teacher has to take care of that gun and make sure that some kid in a rage or having a temper tantrum doesn't grab that gun and start shooting. You know, having a gun in a classroom makes that classroom more dangerous.
Yes. I think you're absolutely correct. Thank you very much. Great points. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Sorrow hurt me, not like it's hurt me before. For once
you know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram.
Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
You were supposed to get a colon cancer screening, but stuff came up.
We did have to pick up the twins from practice.
But on the way, we hit a giant pothole.
If you are 45 and older, don't let stuff get in the way of your screening. Visit the Colorectal Cancer Alliance at ccalliance.org.
But then...
VA has
You're
a new
listening
life insurance
to the talk
program
of Green
for
Bay.
Veterans with service-connected disabilities called
AM
Veterans
Denmark,
Affairs Life Insurance or VA Life.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC.